Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get a little intro, Shay.
Yeah. Let's get
it. So,
we're back.
We're back. Another episode of Hills and Twos. I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
And we are joined by the lovely Rachel MacArthur. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
So you are currently in Boulder right now, right? I would assume.
Yes. Yeah, I just graduated 2 weeks ago, but I'm still here for the summer.
Awesome. Congratulations. What was your major?
Speech pathology, and I had a minor in business.
Awesome.
Sweet.
You transferred to CU from Nova, right?
Yes. My junior year. So I finished my sophomore year at Nova, and then I transferred to CU.
Gotcha. I remember... You probably don't remember. We vaguely met each other, like quickly met each other on my Villanova visit in like the athletic building because I went to CBA. So I also saw you at Postnats.
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking with Colin and Joe.
I don't remember that, but great to see you again.
So you got regionals coming up, right?
Yeah, I leave on Tuesday, I think, and I race next Thursday.
Awesome. So I saw you were entered and accepted in the 15.
Yes, I've only raced a 15 this outdoor season, so I wasn't gonna declare in anything else as I didn't have any time. I'm just doing the 15.
Is there any reason you didn't run the 800 this season?
Yeah, I had a few complications with training, and I started the season pretty late. And I think following indoor, I had a lot of success in the mile, and I sort of felt I could build off of that and run a really good 15. So we kind of went all in on just the 15 and sort of scratched everything else.
Is that something you're looking to do in the future, you know, as you kind of progress in your career? Are you hoping to stay with the 15, or are you thinking of ever going back down to the 8 for your primary focus?
Yeah, personally, I never liked the 800. I just did it a lot in high school, and going to Villanova, I primarily ran the 800, 1500 a little bit. But I like the 5K a lot, so I'd prefer to move up in distance. You know, I'd love to maybe one day race a 10K, but for now, 15, 5K focus is more the path I want to take.
That's cool. Yeah, I think it's awesome, because I feel like a lot of people definitely think of you as an 800, 1500 girl, so it's cool to see that you want to move up. Speaking of the future, what are some running goals right now? What are the thoughts, especially with, you know, college kind of coming to an end pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of taking it step by step, and first step is regionals, and then, you know, hopefully NCAAs, and following that, I know there's some meets this summer, obviously, you know, USA's is this summer, but furthermore, I obviously want to run post-collegiately, and so that's sort of my focus on the back burner right now. I guess I just want to finish out my collegiate career pretty strongly and do what I can with that. And it's hard for me to focus on all those things at once. So right now it's just NCAAs is the main goal, and then take the next steps, which would be a career in running. So
it's awesome. So I think kind of before we get really into it, I guess the structure, the way we've been doing this is we're going to get into some listener questions. So Rachel, yours definitely got the most story views of any listener questions that we've had.
Yeah,
it got double the amount of followers that we have ourselves.
Really?
So honestly, there were some really good questions. But the first I should preface with is when we introduced you, you know, or we haven't run down your accomplishments yet, but you are an NCAA All-American. But I don't think that stacks up to being a rep for a mattress company and having a mattress plug. I think that's pretty big time.
Do you have any mattress updates on how it's like? I don't know.
Yeah, do your little plug right now.
This is it. I don't know if you guys can see it, but there it is. It's a mess. It's honestly great. I'm not even trying to plug my mattress.
I need a mattress right next year, so.
It's a great mattress. I sleep really well on that mattress. So if anybody's looking to invest in a mattress, Perform Asleep, you can use my code, Just kidding. I don't know if the COVID's bad.
That answers our first listener question, which was, how's Performa Sleep Mattress, and is she plugged enough to hit us with a discount?
So, I used to have like a code, I think, but I don't. That was so long ago. I did this.
We need the code.
So no, sorry. I could try to get a code and
send
it out. I probably won't. Let's do that. I'm not going to. But invest in it. It's a good mattress.
Okay, so we got our next listener question. This one is from the world famous Derek Rubis.
The question is, what have you learned about yourself in your racing?
He asked me this question on a different podcast. And I didn't know how to answer it because I'd never been asked that before, but now I have. And I would say mostly that I can accomplish more than I thought I could. And that's just based off my indoor season, I'd say, because I started really late into the season. I probably had 4 weeks of solid ground running before NCAAs, and you know, I just took it again step by step. I said, let's do well at conference, let's do well at, you know, whatever races I have the opportunity to get into, and maybe we'll make NCAAs, and then, you know, make NCAAs, and I'm like, maybe I'll make the final, you know, make the final, maybe I'll get top five. And you know, it's kind of just I accomplished a lot more than I thought I could, especially with, you know, a little injury I had had and so little of the foundation going into that season.
So when did you realize that potential in yourself that you could make that next step from being a really good runner to one of those elite, you know, All-American type runners?
I was All-American when I was at Villanova as well. And I think running on the national stage, for track at least, it's a bit, you know, tighter of a stage than it is for cross country. You sort of have to shift your focus from I'm happy to be here to I'm happy to score here. And so I was strangely confident going into indoor nationals, especially with, you know, the team I had with me and the coaches. They were all really confident in me. And, you know, we weren't satisfied going and saying, we're happy to be here. That's not really the mantra of CU. It's, you know, we want to score and walk away from NCAAs with winners, with points scored. So I think, honestly, after the prelim, I ran the prelim pretty confidently, and I felt really good going into the final. And I said, I don't see myself getting, you know, anything less than top five. So I'd say the prelim, but also the first time I was All-American in track.
Sweet.
Next question is absolute favorite song ever.
This one's from Sarah Cobb.
This one's from Sarah.
We'll give her a little plug.
Absolute favorite song ever. God, I don't know. Can I name like an artist?
Yeah. What favorite song, favorite person? What's the go-to person you're going to listen to? Like if you're going to throw, you're going to hop on Spotify, you're going to throw something on. I hope it's Hills and Twos podcast, but,
let me think. I was just listening to Rex Orange County. Oh, I like them.
You like the new album?
I haven't listened to the new album.
The new album's good.
I'm kind of uncultured when it comes to music. I like music, but I'm not a huge music fan. A lot of my friends are, and they're really into music and, you know, specific artists and specific songs and, you know, release dates and all this. I'm not. I like Rex Orange County. I like some of their songs. I like, you know, some other bands. I like their songs. I like country music in the summer, but I don't have like a genre I'm hyper into.
Gotcha. Rex is really good. We listen to a lot. Rex has this
Live
at Radio Music City or Radio City Music Hall, and that is phenomenal. It's just all live songs. It's so good.
Yeah. What's your fit?
I think I'm familiar awesome with that actually.
Song? My all-time favorite song. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is just such a beautiful song, and it has like sentimental meaning. So that's like my go-to answer. Simple Man, Lynyrd Skynyrd is also like an all-time song there. But for someone who listens to hip hop as much as I do, I don't know. What about you, Shay?
Well, besides 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
We need to hit a karaoke night so you and I could sing 03 Bonnie and Clyde together.
I don't know. Like, probably John Mayer song, all-time favorite.
Which one?
I don't know. Wheel.
Wheel, okay. Yeah. Shay is a disgustingly good guitar player, by the way. He can play anything. He doesn't sing as much for me.
No, I don't.
Dang.
Sing for me sometime, Shay.
I would have asked for something right now, but...
Sorry. He can get you anything on guitar. He's flawless.
That's impressive, actually. I tried to learn guitar once. Didn't work.
Taught it all himself. Now here he is.
YouTube,
YouTube. So I think we're going to introduce a new segment to the show that I hope we are doing regularly. We need to get you on board with this. But we're going to introduce a segment which is called Question from My Mom. So my mom knows running to the extent of like my times and like what good times are, but she knows nothing about people in the running community. So every week my mom is going to ask a question. So I send her a little, I send her your Colorado bio, Rachel. Okay. And this week my mom is asking, she has a few questions. First one is, what are the significance of your tattoos?
This is the number one question I get from, I guess, adults. They always want to know. And my answer is always, do you think there is significance behind a snake tattooed down my forearm?
Who knows?
There is could not. Be.
There might be.
There is no significance to that. However, I will say I have a, well, I have an ankle tattoo. I have a couple ankle tattoos. I have one that is the shape of my home state. I got that when I transferred because I had never really left the East Coast. So that one's significant. I have matching ones with my family, a little one, itty bitty, that has significance. Otherwise, there is zero significance to my tattoos. I feel like a select few I had meaning behind. And then these other ones.
So is the thought,
they're cool.
Is the thought process behind getting a new tattoo is just like, I like the way it looks kind of thing, more so than there's a reason to get it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see some things where I think, okay, I could tie that into maybe some belief I have. And I have a couple of like rib tattoos where I've convinced myself that, yeah, these mean something to me. But no, more so it's just I kind of want something in a certain spot and I'm going to put this because it looks cool there, you know.
What do you think of Jakob Ingebrigtsen's tattoos?
What do I think of them?
Yeah, have you seen them?
I have seen them. I think they're cool. If, you know, I'm not a super sporadic tattoo placement type person. Like, I don't have a lot all over myself. I'm more into, like, the sleeve sort of look. But I think his are cool. You know, if you're into that, you're into that. And I love tattoos, so I think that he's rocking it.
Are you thinking of going full sleeve at any time soon? Looks like you're getting there.
Yes. As of now, it's just kind of my forearms a bit. I mean, this one's a bit heavier, my right arm. I don't really have any upper arm tattoos. I've got like one. I don't really want to cover up, you know, the top of my arms. I don't really know why. I just feel like I sort of like it just on my forearm. So yeah. I might complete pretty much my hands and to my elbows. So more of a gloved look than a sleeve look, I suppose. And then I do like rib ones. So I might continue on with that.
Get a koi fish tattoo.
Koi fish.
Cool. They're so cool.
Where did that come from? A koi fish?
People have like koi fish, like Japanese tattoos. And
koi
like,
fish?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like you can get a forearm sleeve of that.
Yeah? Are you interested in getting a koi fish tattoo?
No, I think they look cool though.
Okay. So he wants other people to do it, but he won't commit to doing it himself.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that one next.
Okay.
Yeah, are you ever going to get a tattoo?
Probably not.
I don't know. There's like only one thing I'd ever get tatted, but
it's like a parents thing. I don't know.
Yeah, a parents thing. Right. On a previous episode,
what would you get tatted?
Myself, I would get my siblings' initials. That would be the only thing I'd ever get tatted.
That's sentimental.
Yeah,
I've heard the story of, gosh, this is like four times I've heard this, and it's funny because it's true. Somebody telling me the first tattoo I would get would be the Olympic rings because I told my grandma I would, or I told my mom that would be my first. I've heard this so many times. Every time I'm like, yeah. It's only really been true like a few times, but a few times I'm like, yeah, that's gonna be your first. It's that's like funny. A constant thing I am told.
Craig Engels, we just had him on an episode. We made a bet on it and he tried to bet me that if he won, I had to get a tattoo. And I was like, I think that's out of the question. I think my mom would kill me if I got my first tattoo because Craig Engels made me.
So, yeah, but you could get your siblings, couldn't you?
I think the bet would have been he got to pick the tattoo. Yeah, so I don't know if I trust Craig's judgment on that one.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Different.
I don't want yeet on my middle finger. That's not happening.
Kind of worth it. I've got a middle finger one. Sorry.
It doesn't say yeet, though, I hope.
No, it doesn't say yeet.
Okay. Then it's a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Our last listener question, and this one was asked frequently, was how did you and Cooper meet?
Yeah, this is asked frequently.
I would imagine you probably get asked this a lot. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I'm always like, is the podcast about me or Cooper? No, him and I knew each other in high school. We were at a lot of the same meets. Not that we were from the same areas. I'm from Virginia. Cooper's from California. We just went to like First PR or, you know, the National New Balance meets, whatever. And we were just friends. But I think he DM'd me. Actually, no, I know he DM'd.
Yeah, I was saying you got to know. You know that.
Yeah, no. I'm like, he might have. Yeah, no, he sent me like a weird TBH thing. I mean, we were like 15, so this is why. He sent me like a like for TBH. You know me, I was all about that, so I liked it. I think he essentially just said we should hang out at Brooks PR, and I said maybe something along those lines, and then we never did, and we never talked until probably, I mean, we were like friends, but probably till like, I don't know, 2 years ago. Came to Boulder. Running World is small, so everybody was here in Boulder, and awesome. Kind of just chatted in.
Sweet.
What is your, speaking of Boulder, what's your favorite running destination in the U.S.?
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
Favorite place in the U.S. to run? I'm going to have to say Virginia, where I'm from. Not because it's, you know, the most outstanding terrain where I live. I live in, like, the suburbs. But I'd say some local parks, just where I grew up running, simply because it brings back fond memories. And I like going home.
Did you ever go to the Loudoun County, like, dirt roads?
Yes.
Yeah, we just started going there recently. That's
yeah. Oh yeah, because you guys are in that area.
Yeah, we're in DC.
Yeah, I would drive out there quite a bit.
Towpath.
And yeah, it's a bit hilly, but I liked it.
Yeah, that was why we'd go. It was like soft surface hill. So, I think given that you are, I mean, based on social media, you're definitely in this group, in this world of people that are pushing like the running content media side forward. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the future of how that can kind of grow the sport, and if you think the sport needs growing, and how would we do that?
Yeah, I'd say, well, first and foremost, I think there's a big difference between me and those that really push the sport forward in the social media world. I don't think I have ever personally taken it upon myself to prompt my image, prompt my running via social media. I simply have an Instagram, actually, I don't even have a Twitter anymore. I was hacked.
Twitter's the best place on earth. Twitter is amazing.
Okay. I have it and you can find me, but I was kicked out. So it's just there. I can't get back in, but not relevant. I don't go out of my way to market myself like that. I just do what essentially any other person with social media does, which is just post about what they're up to. And for whatever reason, mine has like gained popularity, and that's just been throughout the years of, I guess, my running and who I am. But on the other hand, there are people that are, you know, primarily focused on driving the sport forward through, I guess, exposing everything on social media. And that's fair. You know, that brings a lot of attention to the sport, and that's great. Any media attention for our sport is awesome. So if I am contributing to that, that's awesome. I'm happy to help. However, that is not my focus. I am not really involved in that side. You know, even though it appears that way, and a lot of people question me on that, and they say, how'd you get into that? I'm not in that. But kudos to those who are in that, and I think it's good for the sport.
Oh, yeah. Where was your favorite place to race, or where has been your favorite place to race in college so far?
In college?
Yeah. In your collegiate career or outside of college?
Gosh, favorite place to race. I'm trying to think, like, track versus cross country. I should say like Europe, because that was like cool, but it wasn't. I didn't really like it that much.
What's wrong with Europe?
I raced overseas for the first time ever when I was in my freshman year. And I just did horribly, so I don't like that memory. Favorite place to race, though? I'm going to go with, I raced at the Dream Mile in New York when I was a senior in high school, and we ran at Icahn Stadium.
Yeah, Icahn's. We're both from, like, I'm like an hour from Icahn, but I'm like 45
cool.
minutes.
I mean,
yeah, it's very
it's
cool.
It's a little bit sketch of an area, maybe, but I thought it was beautiful.
Golf Ball is there. Governor's Ball, the music festival.
Yes.
No, now it's at Citi Field, but it was there. And that it's like the ideal place for that. And they just have like, I'm seeing like Sheck West play Mo Bamba and I'm standing on the infield of the track. It's, I was like, these are two very different parts of my life. Yeah.
Well, I have a photo from that meet also. Maybe this is why I like that memory of me and Usain Bolt, because he was just there for some reason.
That's cool.
And we're like on the track together. So whenever I think of that stadium, I think of that. And I thought it was a really cool stadium and a cool environment. Yeah. So
that's probably one of my favorites as well. The track is so cool.
It's beautiful. So
yeah.
Where have you liked indoor? Any indoor facilities you think are cool or just places in general?
Indoor facilities, I would say again, New York, Ocean Breeze, I think is beautiful. I think the windows are neat.
Yeah, on the water. The Armory is historic, though. We were both like around those a lot. The Armory is fun.
Yeah, very historic. I haven't raced at a whole lot of cool indoor tracks. I'd say those two. Those two are neat.
The new one? You guys see the new one in Boston that they're building?
The New Balance one?
They're calling it just... Yeah, they built it. The track or whatever.
Jack Carlo sang the... sang there, dude.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's a New Balance guy.
Yeah, I did see that. That looked cool. I thought it looked awesome. It looked amazing. I would love to run on that track.
This is so out of nowhere, but because... Shay just mentioned Jack Harlow, and this has been a debate that the females in my life have been having frequently. Is Jack Harlow attractive?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, but okay. I think we can agree upon yes. I think he's a bucket, right? That is the word we've been using to describe him. He's a bucket.
Physically, there's a big difference.
It's his confidence.
Exactly what I was going to say. Physically, not so much. Although
the beard saved his life.
Yeah,
he is tall.
Yeah.
It's the confidence. The confidence makes an enormous difference. So I would say, yes, he is attractive for a lot more reasons.
You know how many hearts he wins over every time he does one of these like red carpet interviews where he just flirts with someone?
I think he's also just massively flirty, and that gets people going, I guess.
It's funny. But
people love him. Yeah, they love him.
So that settles it. Rachel MacArthur thinks Jack Harlow is attractive.
Yes.
That's what we're going to title this video. We're going to clickbait it. Rachel MacArthur and plus Jack Harlow. And people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just make up a complete lie. Like Jack Harlow DM Rachel MacArthur.
Yeah, that's best clickbait.
What do you think the hardest part about, you know, balancing the student athlete collegiate life has been for you? And which aspect has been more challenging? Has it been like keeping up with the academics, or has it been the athletic pursuit?
Athletic pursuit, 100%. I think initially academics were really challenging because I had in my mind, I'm going into college, I'm going to be a straight A student. And then I got to Villanova and very quickly that did not happen. And I just realized I can't really have the best of both worlds with what I want to pursue. So I think coming to CU, I really shifted my focus to what do I want to value more, my academic performance or my athletic performance. And quite honestly, like that's a decision like athletes have to make. You know, I think I excel in both, but I put a lot of emphasis on athletics, and it definitely is overwhelming. You know, you guys are in the sport as well. You know, it takes a lot of time out of your day. But now that I was a fifth year, I just had, you know, 3 classes per semester. So it's not like I was overwhelmed with schoolwork. And maybe that's why I'm confidently saying athletics are more stressful. But I think if you want to be very good, you have to put heavy emphasis on your athletic performance. And that comes with a lot of overwhelming feelings.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line. I think that's something I've seen, like we've both definitely seen. Shay especially has seen. More recently, but even like with other people in my life, like I've seen them, you know, have a tough time making that decision. Is like they're realizing you can't have it, like be perfect one way or perfect the other, like, or, you know.
It's kind of like you got to choose what you want to invest more time in. And that's not to say like go somewhere and throw academics out the door. Not at all. But you got to realize you can't be 100% stellar in everything.
Yeah. You're not, credit to anyone who does it, but you're not being a national champion and having a 4L at a hard school.
No, there's people that do
it
for sure.
I think the school they're at also factors in, though.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of 4.0 athletes that are also incredible athletes, and I am truly impressed by those people. You know, my former teammate is a national champion. She was a 4.0 student, and I'm like, couldn't be me.
Yeah, I wish.
It's not me.
It is impressive.
So is there any big topic, any big thought you know, in terms of the running world that you wake up with consistently? Is there anything that's on your mind? Is it a bone to pick? Is it some creative idea? Is there something you consistently like that stays on your mind, you know, when you think about running?
That I wake up with and think about?
Yeah. What drives you, Rachel McArthur?
Well, I don't wake up and think about the running world at all.
That's probably a healthy thing.
Yeah, no, I, especially sleeping in my performance sleep, which you guys didn't know. Awesome. No, I'd say when I do think about running, I am, not to sound selfish, but I am, I'm thinking about how am I feeling today? What am I going to do today in terms of training, rehab, whatever? So those are my thoughts with running. Otherwise, you know, I suppose I'm invested in the latest results, like who's doing what. Cooper races kind of frequently. He's actually racing tonight, so I suppose I should tune in with that, check that out. But I feel like, I don't know, I don't really think about running that often. Like, it doesn't consume me. I don't wake up stressed and, you know, thinking about the running world. I don't even go on my phone in the mornings because it is kind of stressful. So nothing pressing, unless there's been like some Let's Run drama, something.
Oh, don't plug Let's Run here. We're big anti Let's Run on this podcast.
I'm not plugging them. I'm not plugging them for the record. I'm bashing them.
Good, but good. Rachel McArthur hates Let's Run. Clickbait it right now.
The title. Let's just end right here.
Drama when it's not about you.
No, we eat it up, but we also try to cause it, which was kind of what we did on our last one, and it backfired.
But. Okay, well, we won't plug Let's Run. But I love the drama when it's not about me, so maybe that.
that's good. We all eat it up. It's like watching reality TV.
Exactly. But
that helps me segue into the other side of it, is when you wake up every day, what are the personal things? Like, any personal goals, any, you know, like, what do you want to do with your life outside of running? What's on your mind there?
I have a really consistent routine daily. I always get up and I go straight to coffee. I live off coffee. So it's always, I wake up like an hour in advance before I need to be up just to have my coffee. I'm really into reading as well. So I'm usually like mindfulness, coffee in the morning is how I need to start my days. But I also have been in this kind of cycle of a small injury. And so now my routine includes doing rehab stuff and like all that kind of, you know, band work, rollout, all that kind of stuff. So I guess that's sort of distracting. But otherwise, I've got practice in the mornings, you know, focus kind of quickly shifts to, I got to go run and, you know, whether I want to or not, I have to go to practice. But as long as I get my routine done, you know, I'm pretty set for the day.
How did you adjust to, well, how did you like adjust to altitude? Because you went from Villanova to Boulder. Was there like a problem there with the altitude adjustment?
Okay, there wasn't a problem with the altitude. There was a problem with my fitness. I was so incredibly unfit because I was injured. Again, I'm not usually injured. It sounds like I am. I'm not. Coming from Nova, though, I had a very, very small injury. And so I was unfit. And then I moved to Boulder and I got here. And I distinctly remember I went for like a 3-mile run. And I think it took like 45 minutes. It was horrible. I could not run. I could not breathe. I was really, really giving up on running here. But honestly, it took like a month to just gain fitness. I think if I had come in here fit, I would have been just fine. I mean, you feel it every now and then. You feel maybe a little bit out of breath when you run up the stairs or something. But I don't think the altitude is as scary as a lot of people say it is.
Do you definitively feel the benefit when you come down to sea level to race?
No.
You don't? It doesn't feel like a change?
Thank God.
No. Only if we race at altitude, I feel the change. For instance, we went to Utah for Pac-12's cross country, and it was amazing to see people, this might sound aggressive, quite honestly, drop like flies because they weren't used to the altitude.
Yeah.
We were. Our team killed Pac-12's for cross country. We swept men and women's side because it was at altitude, I want to say. And we're just great. You know, we just were very in good shape, but we train at that. We're used to that and you feel it then. But when I go down to sea level, the only difference I notice is maybe like with long runs. You know, I did a long run in Virginia after being up here and I think my last mile was like 5:40. It's like, I didn't intend for that. But when you're up here and you do the real long stuff back at sea level, I guess you maybe feel it then, just not with like racing a 15 or something. I don't feel that.
Yeah. That would make sense. I guess the longer it carries out, the more that fitness comes into play.
Right.
So would you advocate for altitude? Because Shay is a big altitude tent guy.
No, I hate it. I used it for a month and I hate it. It's over.
Do you have an altitude tent?
Yeah, I bought one in December and I used it until like January, like mid-January.
What altitude are you sleeping at?
Well, I put it up to 7,000 feet.
Right away, right? You just went
it. Wait. First, I thought I didn't know how to set the altitude. And apparently for the first like four nights, I was at 0 feet.
But we also didn't know if he was at like at 30,000 feet. We had no idea. So I was like, should I sit and watch you for a little bit and like make sure you're okay?
Okay. But and it was did you zero. Feel any benefit?
I mean, I got really tired at first, but then I set like some big PRs. So
that was a humble flex right there.
I should say that at altitude, you do get pretty tired. I'd say like I value recovery so much more than I ever have in my entire life. And it's crazy how exhausted you do feel. But if you recover, you're fine. So like I understand if you felt, you know, you also might have been sleeping at 30,000 feet, but
we're going to Mount Everest. We're training for that height.
I can see if you're tired.
Okay. So I think it's time to get into a game. So if you can pull out the pictures I sent you, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, so I have to like swipe it if that.
It's no problem because we'll flash the pictures on screen during this instead.
Okay.
So
can you still see me right now?
No, it just says your name, but it's okay.
Okay. Should I go in the order of the pictures?
Yeah. So we'll start with the first one. So you and Shay are gonna guess against each other. So Rachel, you get first guess every time, and
is
we're gonna
the one
keep
of,
score.
Wait, which is the first one? The first image you sent?
Yeah. I try to make sure I sent it in like that order. Yes. So Rachel got that one right.
Oh.
That's Rachel. Okay. We're warming up. Wait, all right.
Shay, did you not think that was me?
I didn't know. No, I was confused.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I see the snake cat. Right. Okay.
There we go. All right, we're going on to the second tattoo now, okay?
Okay, I've got it.
Well, that's easy.
All right, Shay's turn.
Jakob.
Yeah.
Jakob.
We just talked about that, so that's an easy one.
Okay, next one.
Can I guess? I don't know.
This is you. You go first, Rachel.
Is it a woman on Bowerman?
That's a controversial topic.
Okay. Is it a woman who was on Bowerman?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say,
Is it Gabriella?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Wait.
You know, I didn't know because I haven't seen a lot of colored tattoos. I know Shelby also had a colored tattoo, so I'm like.
I think we're going to stay away from any Shelby.
I was going to guess Shelby, actually.
Really?
That's fair.
But by the way, that tattoo is beautiful. Those flowers look really nice. Okay.
Yeah, very colorful.
Anyway.
I think I know the next one, but I'm not certain.
So you guess, Rachel.
Okay. Is it Ben?
Shay, you guess too.
I would say Ben as well.
All right, it was Ben. Yes.
There is like a weird thing about guys graduating college and getting their.
I love Georgetown to death. I will never. Get a Georgetown tattoo ever.
Also, like, why on the thigh?
I won't. We're going to have Ben on, like, sometime in the next week, so I'll ask him. We'll clip that. We'll show it to him. We'll ask him.
I don't understand it. It's like a thing that just guys do.
It's just a Michigan man thing, I think.
Okay, what's next?
Okay.
Okay, I actually don't know this one.
Shay, you guess then.
Jager?
What you got? Throw a guess up, Rachel.
That's what I was going to guess, but I thought his were oriented a different way.
It is Jager.
Okay, I was wrong. Yeah. That's crazy because I used to be, I still am a huge Jager fan when I was in high school.
His Twitter got hacked recently.
His Twitter just got hacked by a satanic account. No, it literally, they're calling it the Devil's Movie. It's like they're trying to make it a movie account. It's a satanic thing hacked his Twitter account.
Oh my God, that's definitely not who hacked me, but
it's crazy.
Kind of cool if it was.
It happened to
that. That's funny.
Okay, next one. I think this is a layup.
This is a layup.
Yeah, done.
Centro.
Rachel, you agree?
Yes. That's
okay, last one right now. Next one.
Okay, couple questions about this. Respectfully, what am I looking at?
The back one?
What is that?
I think is it Jesus? It's got to be Jesus.
Okay,
I am really questioning, is in Jesus' right hand, is that the gold medal?
I have to send a picture of what it looks like on my end.
Before we get into this tattoo, we unpack this one. Do you guys have guesses?
Like a heartbeat?
I guess that'd be like Jesus's heartbeat.
Is it Rio? Is it the?
Is he holding the Rio gold?
Is this the back of Centro?
Yeah, it is the back of Centro. Yeah. I thought that would make you question a little bit. This one's a new piece.
Sidious.
Yeah, the Sidious is a giveaway because that's what he had back then.
In my defense, it wasn't there in the initial image you said.
There you go.
It was just that weird.
Tatted on his back.
Is that Jesus holding the Rio gold medal? I'm really curious.
Gives it away.
That's crazy. If we ever get him on, we're going to have to ask him about that one. Yeah. So anyway, that was a tattoo game. I thought that was a nice little... I figured you'd be the person we should probably do the tattoo game with.
Yeah, because I have some. I would recognize every single other one.
Maybe you had inspiration from them. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually am going to get that on my back.
I'm thinking about it too. But
holding a fourth place NCAA's medal.
The NCAA plaque, the little brown plaque. That'd be funny.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to get into a little bit of this or that. So I give you guys two options. You pick one or the other. Okay. Simple enough.
Is this the game?
Yeah. Just messing around. Okay. Baseline. Layup. We're going to warm you up. Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
We know. Mike.
There we go. We're getting warmed up. Okay. Water or seltzer? I feel like people drink seltzer a lot more. There you go. Any specific kind?
I have a real problem drinking water. Sorry?
Any specific kind of seltzer? LaCroix? Okay.
Water.
Shay's a water guy. Yeah, I don't know.
Drink water. It's bad.
I drink more water, but I do love a good LaCroix.
I can't drink. Sometimes I want to drink water fast, though, and I can't do that with seltzer. I just burp.
Yeah,
you can't at all. Post-run, I can't come rip a seltzer.
Post-run, I'm not going to have a seltzer.
Not popping a LaCroix open. That's a good point. Okay, yeah. Vans or Converse?
Converse. I've never owned Vans, I don't think.
Really? Shay's got Vans on the feet right now.
I might have some slip-on ones, but whenever I think of Vans, I think of checkerboard.
No, I don't like the checkerboard.
No.
These are cool.
I don't like it. I think, yeah.
Okay, the mountains or the beach?
Mountains.
Take the beach.
I'm a beach kid, so we're going to go beach. On that
Dang.
One.
Hey, we're opposites.
I know. Okay. The next one, I feel like it's a layup for you. Boulder or Flag? Granted that we've not been to Boulder yet, but...
I've not been to Flag.
So Boulder it is for you and Flag it is for us.
Perfect.
Okay. This is something I have questioned all the women that I know that run. Is it better to race with your hair up or... down. That's a big thing that I've been really curious about.
Down?
Yeah. I saw a picture of some girl racing with her hair down. I was like, I've never seen someone do that before.
No.
So you saw one person with it down and now you're questioning.
Well, sprinters is one thing, but I saw a distance girl doing it. I'm like, that seems like it's a lot there.
Well, just imagine if you had very long hair and you were running 10 miles.
Just going up and down. But I'm talking racing. But, I mean, it makes sense to put it up.
Get cornrows.
It gets in the way. Especially if it's windy, you can't see. So, up.
Shay, I mean, our hair's long enough. Maybe we could start braiding it before races. Right, like, our women's team does it.
Let's get cornrows.
Yeah, we'll get the little, the braids that they do. And then we're going to get the face temporary tattoos. Are you a big temporary tattoo racer?
No, I am, morally opposed to temporary tattoos. And I don't like the whole, I don't know. Let's draw lines on our face and whatever. I don't like that.
I don't think we're the sport for that where it's
yeah.
I'm not going to eye black up before
a
race.
Bow in my hair. No. So no, I don't do that.
Interesting. What about jewelry? Do you race in jewelry? I see you have a lot of rings on.
I have a lot of rings. I don't change my jewelry. I keep, I have my lucky necklace on. Someone's going to steal it now. I have my necklace.
The chain snatched.
Yeah, I'm not superstitious. It's not lucky. No, but I keep my rings on. That's about it.
Okay, so racing in socks or no socks?
In socks.
Really? What do you say?
Yeah, we're no socks.
We're no sock guys. I've never raced in socks. I did one time and I hated it.
I've never raced without socks on.
You don't like the feeling of feeling the track? You can feel the track with it. The socks are a weird little barrier.
I don't want to feel the track.
Interesting. Maybe you race longer stuff. I don't know. Well, you do too.
I'm barefoot. I like to just feel like I'm going to war. Like,
yeah. This is going different. To war. Are you hardo?
Would you choose to go barefoot over spikes?
Yeah. If we could just honestly just drill spikes through my feet.
That's weird.
That would be the best.
And you're a freak.
That would be the best alternative.
You probably could.
Yeah, I don't know. I was in elementary school and I didn't like care about running, but I showed up to the weekend races and I remember Without Limits was on and my dad was like, was telling me about who Pri was. And then there was a scene where his feet were bloody from when he split it open. And then like he took it off and I was like, he wasn't wearing socks. That's so weird. And he had stitches. And my dad was like, yeah, I guess runners don't race in socks. So then I never raced in socks ever again. Cause of like, from when I was like 12, seeing it on TV before I was a runner. And then here we go.
Maybe I'll run regionals without socks on.
Yeah, and then if you don't get through, you're going to blame us.
I am.
We don't want that. Maybe I'll just, someone's going to steal your lucky necklace now. We'll cancel it out.
It's not lucky. It's just random.
That's fine. Okay, last one. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise. Shay's going to say sunset. I already know it.
I was going to say sunrise, but now I'll say sunset.
I'm sunrise. We could ride our bikes to the beach at home. That was like
our house is like faced towards the sunrise, so I always saw that.
That's cool. We could always go before school. We'd hop on bikes.
So. Although sunset at the beach sounds nice.
Yeah, but I'm an East Coast guy. I went to Northern California over Christmas break, and I saw my first like West Coast sunset. And I was
so
like,
amazing.
Yeah,
I was like, it is beautiful.
What did you think of it?
It was very nice. Okay. Well, I think that might wrap us up.
I do it.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. And best of luck at regionals and the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you guys. And good luck for, y'all as well.
Of course. Thank you. And most importantly, if you get this mattress code, maybe send it to us. We'll drop it in the YouTube description and the Spotify description. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'll get on that right away.
All right. Well, thank you very much. City round the clock.